This is Melissa Ringstaff from avirtuouswoman.org, and I want to welcome you to From Chaos to Calm, 15 Weeks to a Happy Home. We are on day 8, and today's devotion is titled, Wives, Submit to Your Husbands. Wives, submit to your husbands. Our scripture memory for today comes from 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 1. It says, Ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives. This is possibly the hardest topic we will be discussing over the next few weeks. Submission is one of those subjects that make women uneasy. However, I feel like I would be remiss if we didn't bring up the subject of submission to our husbands. Let's take a really good look at your marriage. In your prayer journal, write down at least 10 things you love about your husband. Then write down a few things in your marriage you know could use some work. Now, for some of you, this exercise is going to be a little bit harder than for others. Ask God to show you how you can change to make your marriage better. Remember that this week is not about how to change your husband so you can have a happy marriage. It's about how you can change to become the wife your husband needs you to be, as well as how you can become the wife that God wants you to be. Now, I do want to stop for a moment and talk a little bit about what submission is not. Submission does not mean that you allow your husband to verbally, emotionally, or physically abuse you. Submission does not mean that you do everything your husband says if he is asking you to break God's law. Submission does not mean your husband doesn't have an obligation to treat you with love and respect. God loves you. God never expects a woman to degrade herself or to put herself in a situation where she is being abused. And if you are in that position, it's important that you get help. Now, I could go on and on about how a husband should treat his wife, or how often husbands are thoughtless or insensitive to the needs of their wives. But like I said, this week, today is not about your husband. Today is about you. We can't control the behavior of our husband, but we do have the power to change and to control our own behavior and our own actions. So let's get to work changing ourselves. I love how 1 Peter 3:1 that we just read says that our husbands can be converted by the very conversation that we have with them. You see, God is working through you to change your family, to win them for the kingdom of heaven. You have the power to show your family what it really means to follow Jesus. In Genesis 3:16, after the fall of man, we find God speaking to Adam and Eve, giving them instructions about what was going to happen after they left their garden home. God told Eve that her desire would be for her husband, and that her husband would rule over her. Your husband is the head of your household. As the wife, you are to respect your husband. He is to be the spiritual leader of your home. Now, often husbands don't fulfill their role as a spiritual leader, but there are so many ways that a wife can encourage her husband to become the spiritual leader of their home. By showing him respect, not discouraging him when he puts forth an effort. You know, a lot of times, wives with good intentions destroy their husband's confidence by expressing their displeasure or disagreeing with their husbands when he suggests something. For instance, let's say your husband wants to have a time of family worship, but you don't really care for the way he wants to go about doing it, or maybe the book that he wants to read. And so you tell him that you think he should do it a different way. That can be very discouraging. But by lifting up your husband and showing him respect when he leads your family, you will build him up, and he will be encouraged to continue and to do even more to lead his family to the cross. So in other words, regardless of how your husband is showing leadership in your home, just because you would do it differently doesn't mean that he's doing it wrong. Another way that wives often disrespect their husbands is by nagging him or talking down to him, treating him like one of the children, or even making fun of him. All of those types of belittling discourage your husband from being the leader of your home. Do you ever find yourself nagging your husband? The Bible says that a nagging wife is like a constant drip. You don't really want to be that kind of wife. You want your husband to help you because he wants to help you. So instead of nagging your husband, if there are things that you wish he would do to help you more around the house, a better way to handle that situation would be when he does something that's helpful, whether it's washing the dishes, folding a load of laundry, changing the baby's diaper, or even taking out the trash. Tell him how much you appreciate it. Lavish him with praise. Men like to have their wives gush over them, even if it's just something silly like taking out the trash. They want to feel like what they do matters to you. Give him lots of praise, and he's more likely in the future to find ways to help you out so that he feels like he's appreciated and needed. A lot of times wives will correct their husbands in public. This is a big no-no. If your husband's telling a story and say he says the car was yellow, but you know it was blue, it really doesn't matter. You don't need to correct him. Let him tell the story. It doesn't really matter. You don't have to make yourself look smarter. Give him the freedom to talk without being corrected. I mean, you probably don't like being corrected either. So let's try to show each other that kind of grace. When you show your husband respect, you're ultimately setting a Christ-like example to him. By showing him respect, his own heart will be converted. That's what our memory verse for today says. He can be converted by the sweet words that come out of your mouth. That verse is so powerful. You have the power to win your husband to Christ simply by showing him respect, honor, and love. For the most part, men feel loved when they're respected. If you have a habit of being sarcastic to your husband, getting angry with him over small things, if you belittle him in front of your children, your husband's not going to feel loved. Allow your husband to be the man of the house. Have you ever seen a couple who you just know the wife's the boss? I mean, he pretty much does everything she says. She's bossy, arrogant, and acts in control when it comes to her husband. A lot of times, husbands who are henpecked come across as being wimpy and beaten down. I don't know very many women who are attracted to a man who behaves that way, but a lot of times, women, by the way they treat their husbands, create that kind of attitude in their husbands. In your daily prayers, ask God to show you how you can be a submissive wife to your husband. Ask him to show you when you step out of bounds. Let your husband make the final decision when it comes to the big things. It's okay to voice your opinion. In fact, I believe your husband needs to listen to you. And there are going to be times when he's wrong. There's going to be times when your way is the better way. But talk to your husband. When you disagree with him, talk to him in a loving and kind way. Pray about the right opportunity to talk to him. Ask God to give you wisdom and a gentle spirit when you talk to your husband about things that maybe will be difficult. but allow him to make the final decision. Sometimes husbands are going to make a mistake, and if your husband does make a bad decision and has to face the consequences, there won't be any need for you to say, "I told you so." Instead, it would be better for you to lovingly talk to him and show him that you still believe in him and that you support him and that you love him. As you continue writing in your prayer journal and having your morning devotion each day, spend some time in prayer over your husband. Pray for his day, his work, his health. Pray for his mind, his integrity, and his self-worth. Pray for his spiritual well-being. Your husband needs your prayers. You have no idea what he faces when he goes out to work every day. There could be things going on in his life that you have no idea. And you have no idea how many times he's tempted to do things that he shouldn't do and still comes home to you. Be an encouraging wife. Support your husband. Submit to his leadership. And encourage him to be the man that God created him to be. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, only you know exactly what is going on in each of our homes. Lord, I pray that you will help each one of us to be the very best wife to our husbands that we can be. Help us to know what to say and when to say it. Help us to encourage our husbands to love you more than anything in this world. Help us to be an example to not only our husbands, but our children as well. Lord, you designed marriage, and you know exactly how we can be happiest within the confines of marriage. And Lord, I just ask that you give us the strength, the wisdom, and the will to follow you. In Jesus' precious holy name, amen. Well, I hope you've been blessed by today's devotion. Be sure to join me tomorrow for our next devotion titled, "Your Desire Shall Be for Your Husband."